A worldwide study led by Brisbane researchers has discovered 6 new gene variations that increase the risk of ovarian cancer. The discovery will ultimately help in better diagnosis and prevention of the cancer, which is notoriously difficult to detect. The findings by Queensland's Berghofer Medical Research Institute and the University of Cambridge take the number of known ovarian cancer gene risk regions from 12 to 18. The Institute's cancer program head, Professor Georgia Chenevix-Trench, told Nance Haxton the discovery is also shining a light on the causes of other cancers.
Previously, we'd known about 12 of these regions, and we've now found another 6. So it's really a 50% increase in what we knew about the genetics of this kind of cancer. And so that really gives us 6 completely novel handles to try and understand how these cancers arise, what the genetic mechanisms are that underlie them, and ultimately how we might be able to interfere with that in some way to prevent ovarian cancer.
What will this mean for testing?
Where it will probably move most rapidly into testing is particularly in the women who already carry one of these major mutations, which people now associate very strongly with Angelina Jolie because she publicised the fact she carries one of these mutations. Because if you've already got a very strong risk of ovarian cancer because of that mutation, the subtle differences that these other genetic regions can impose on top of that can make quite a big difference as to whether you're likely to get ovarian cancer at 30 or at 50. And if you're trying to make decisions about reproduction, about whether you want prophylactic surgery, then it's obviously really important to know what your risk is at age 30, when you may not have had your children yet, compared to age 50, when presumably you will have completed childbearing.
How hard is it really to diagnose ovarian cancer? Will this assist with that?
It is a problem diagnosing ovarian cancer, and particularly the kind of cancer we're studying, which seems to rise very rapidly. So there's really a very narrow window of opportunity to see when it's arisen. So rather than focusing on early diagnosis, which might be extremely difficult, it's much better if we can focus on prevention. And in order to prevent cancers efficiently, you really need to know who's at highest risk and focus your efforts on those women. And the prevention strategies mostly include removing your ovaries. So that's obviously a very important decision and has to be juggled with your childbearing. So that's why people really want an individual estimate of when their risk of ovarian cancer will be highest. It's only by finding these kinds of genetic regions that we can actually go in and then try and work out exactly what the genes are working in those regions. And it's only when we understand the genes and the proteins involved that we can actually try to devise new risk reduction medication, for example, or new pharmacological ways of trying to inhibit or treat ovarian cancer.
Queensland's Berghofer Medical Research Institute Professor Georgia Chenevix-Trench speaking to Nance Haxton. The story was published in Nature Genetics.